Hello and welcome back to Koala Moon, a podcast of original children's bedtime stories and meditations designed to make bedtime a dream. I'm sure that tonight's endearing and funny tale will fill your dreams with scenes of clouds and shooting stars and lazy rivers, as it's a really charming tale featuring our cutest new little resident in Sleepy Forest, Cuddle the Puggle. But first, Coco and I want to welcome some new friends into the clubhouse. Welcome and thanks for joining us, Sophie and Grace, Elias and Jace Morris from Pennsylvania, Tyler and Aubrey, Talia, Nigel from Connecticut, Adelaide and Luke from New Jersey, Isabel from Wisconsin, and Zev from California. Enjoy your extra stories each week and all the ad-free listening coming up. Before we begin, a quick message for the grown-ups. If you'd like to support our podcast, enjoy ad-free listening, unlock 4 bonus stories per month, and much, much more, you can join Coco Club. Subscribe in just 2 taps via the link in the show notes. But now, here's a quick word from our sponsors. So then, tonight, we're headed to Kookaburra Kindy with a sweet little puggle who I think you'll enjoy getting to know very, very much. Oh, what's a puggle? A puggle is a baby platypus. And what's a platypus? A platypus is a unique and wonderful animal with the feet of an otter. You have to picture this. The beak of a duck and the tail of a beaver. That's the feet of an otter, the beak of a duck and the tail of a beaver. Mm-hmm. And Cuddle is our new little friend. She's a real sweetie and it's her first day at kindergarten. Before we join her and meet her school bus, Apollo the alligator, and her new friend, and her new teacher, a bumblebee by the name of Mrs. Bloomington, let's get into bed and give a really big sigh. And maybe another one. And then wriggle around until you find your comfiest spot in bed. Try closing your eyes and taking some steady breaths in and out. If your eyes don't want to close, that's fine too. Just rest them as you focus on breathing in and out. In and out. In and out. And conjure up in your mind a little picture of a very smiley little duck-beaked, otter-footed, beaver-tailed miracle. This is Cuddle the Puggle by Jane Thomas. In the heart of Sleepy Forest, there's a school. It's surrounded by huge green playing fields where the kids play everything from hockey to football to catch a star. The last game is, of course, only played on the warmest summer nights. And then there's a giant outdoor chess set and a swimming pool and... wait, you don't know how to play catch a star? It's when you head outside on a balmy night with your friends and family and weave a net from the thread of silkworms. Then you add a handle made from the branch of a bungo mungo tree and take it in turns to try and catch falling stars. The trick is to balance out the time spent making the net and chasing the stars. For although a larger net makes it easier to catch the stars, you'll miss out on many chances because you're busy weaving the delicate threads for longer. Experts at catch a star can use a net as small as the palm of their hand. But it takes many decades of playing the game to even come close to being an expert. Anyway, where were we? Ah, yes, I was telling you all about Sleepy Forest School. There are 3 separate schools in one, really. One for the oldest children, Sleepy Forest High. One for the slightly younger children, Sleepy Forest Elementary. And finally, there's a kindergarten for the very youngest children of all. The Kookaburra Kindy is run by a big, fuzzy, black and yellow fluffball of a bee named Mrs. Bloomington. She has the tiniest pair of glasses balanced on her nose and rushes about so fast, it seems she can be in all corners of the kindergarten at once. Between classes, when the children are playing outside, Mrs. Bloomington takes a rest in her favourite bright red hibiscus flower. She can climb deep inside the petals and bury herself away to not be disturbed by all the questions. Inside the hibiscus flower, she never hears, "Please, miss," or "Bye, miss," or "Miss, Billy's being silly, make him stop." One of the newest members of the Kookaburra Kindy is a shy little puggle called Cuddle. The puggle, which means baby platypus, as of course you knew, is finally old enough to head off to kindergarten for the very first time. Her older brother and sister, Huggle and Snuggle, have only told her good things about the school. Cuddle has seen the school maybe 1,000 times by now. Not that she can remember all of those 1,000 times, because on some occasions she was very tiny indeed. She went with her mother on all the days that Huggle and Snuggle were being dropped off, and she's looked through the gates and seen all the bigger children heading in with their backpacks and colourful lunch boxes, and Cuddle has thought how exciting it all looks. A little bit scary too, but definitely exciting. And here it is, her very first day at the Kookaburra Kindy. Cuddle has a brand new lunchbox to take with her. It's bright red and has a picture of an elephant on the front. And inside, she has a little set of sandwiches, a shiny green apple that she has made extra shiny by rubbing it on her jumper, and a piece of cake wrapped up in paper. She doesn't know it yet, but Cuddle's mother has slipped a special "Have a good day" note into the lunchbox too. That'll be a lovely surprise when it comes to lunchtime. Her mother helps her with a backpack filled with brand new pencils that she's carefully sharpened to the pointiest of points, and an exercise book with her name written in big, bold letters across the front. Cuddle has seen the books that her brother and sister have brought back from school, and she can't wait to see what she will be given to bring home too. The four of them walk to school together, heading along the little lane through the trees that takes them past a dozen other cottages. Their neighbours smile and wave, looking up from washing cars and watering plants and picking up newspapers, and wish Cuddle a wonderful first day at the Kookaburra Kindy. Some of them wander over to their garden fences and start talking with each other, remembering their first days many, many moons ago at the very same kindergarten. You'd be surprised how few residents ever leave the neighbourhood. Or maybe you wouldn't, if you realised what a perfect little corner of Sleepy Forest it is. All around the world, children walk and cycle and ride in cars or take buses and trains to get to school. And here, in Sleepy Forest, you take the alligator. The alligator has been doing this job for over 40 years now and knows how to ease his way gently along the waters, his back piled high with animals of all sorts who are on their way to the school. Cuddle waits at the alligator stop with the others, finally seeing him come into view with his smart black cap in place. She knows he will stop anyway, but just to be sure, she holds up her little platypus paw to make sure he knows she absolutely must get on board too. The alligator weaves his tail through the water to bring himself to a stop, and everyone waiting clambers on board, looking for spare scales to lean against. The biggest, oldest, and bravest kids sit right at the back, almost halfway along his tail. Cuddle watches as Snuggle and Huggle head further back along the alligator than she dares to go, and instead she sits up near the front with her mother, carefully putting her red elephant lunchbox on her knee so she is sure not to forget it. The alligator looks over at the stop with his huge eyes to check nobody has been left behind, and then sets off slowly along the river, pausing here and there to pick up more passengers. There's a market today, so the stop by the weeping willow takes longer than usual, with many creatures climbing off and heading over to the stalls filled with pineapples and mangoes and bright green watermelons, holding promises of pinkness inside. Cuddle nudges her mother and points to a pyramid of coconuts and proudly counts all the way to 10. 4 on the bottom row, then 3, then 2, then 1 perched right on top. Her mother gives her a quick hug and a, "Well done, dear," smiling to herself as she settles back against the alligator scale, thinking of her clever little cuddle. Finally, they are there at the school stop. Snuggle gives Cuddle a high five and heads one way, and then Huggle gives Cuddle a quick kiss and heads another way. And then it's Cuddle's turn to walk through the gates of the Kookaburra Kindy for the very first time. Mrs. Bloomington is waiting there to meet her, buzzing gentle reassurances as she guides the shy little Puggle up the path towards the classroom. Cuddle steps into the most colourful, busy and lively room she has ever seen. There are balloons of all colours hanging from the ceiling, and somebody has made giant clouds from cotton wool and hung those up there too. Across one wall is a painting showing the whole of Sleepy Forest School, and above it, of course, swoops a giant rainbow. Cuddle sees kookaburras and koalas and kangaroos and all sorts of animals painted on the picture too. And she searches around until she finds a family of platypus taking a dip in the village pond. On the other wall is a huge map of Sleepy Forest, with Cuddle's neighbourhood right there on the edge of it in the most southernmost point. She looks closely and sees that somebody has scrawled a star there and written, "My home," and somebody else has added onto that, "Mine too." There's a huge window on one of the other walls that looks out onto the playing fields, and, for the briefest moment, Cuddle sees Snuggle go rushing past with a hockey stick, the fastest flash on the grass. Cuddle has been longing to try hockey for years and has spent a lot of time practicing with Snuggle's stick, bouncing the ball up and down on the little curved end and running up and down the garden while pushing the ball along in front of the stick. She has also, secretly, been practicing weaving nets for Catch the Star, gathering up the long silkworm threads and hiding them at the back of her jumper drawer. Her nets are full of holes and keep falling apart, but slowly she's getting the hang of the delicate knots. She can't wait until she's old enough to go and play the game for the very first time, but she knows it probably won't be for years yet. The morning disappears in a mass of colouring and counting, and then playing catch with a beanbag where the one who catches it has to say something about themselves. When it comes to Cuddle's turn, she feels more shy than ever, but she manages to squeeze out a quick, "Hello," then an, "I'm Cuddle," and finally with a huge effort she adds, "I love to dance," before throwing the beanbag at a kangaroo who's waving his arms around and winking at her. "Kevin," announces the kangaroo, giddy with excitement. "G'day, g'day, g'day. I love dancing too." Cuddle flashes him a quick, shy smile, and at lunchtime she finds Kevin sitting himself down beside her with a smile and a bounce. "Love the lunchbox," he says cheerily, tapping the elephant's trunk. "I think we're meant to be best friends. He holds up his lunchbox, which is grass green and also has an elephant on it. Cuddle giggles and shakes Kevin's hand. Her first friend, she thinks to herself. Her very own. Not her brother's, not her sister's friend. The afternoon goes by almost as quickly as the morning, with Mrs. Bloomington telling them all about the planets in the sky. Cuddle listened to the names and thought they sounded like magic, dreaming of what it would be like to visit Jupiter or Mars or Mercury. Mrs. Bloomington promised they would be able to look at some of the planets through a telescope sometime, and they would see all the details of the moon. She told them about a place called the Sea of Tranquility, and Cuddle imagined riding on the back of the alligator across a sea with such a name as that. She secretly decided to rename the River of Tranquility, and she whispered that to Kevin, who grinned at her and said if they were going to do that, then they should secretly call the alligator Apollo, after the rocket that flew to the moon. Cuddle left school that day with an empty lunchbox and a very full backpack. She had all these new and important things like a ruler and a calculator and a calendar and a diary. And she had a book that she was to read and questions she was to answer. The book was all about the stars in the sky and how they twinkled and sparkled and shone, and how little creatures called shine makers travelled between each and every star and polished them up every single night. Mrs. Bloomington headed to the school gates with her class and greeted all the parents, telling them little tidbits from the day and letting them know there would be a spelling bee at the end of the week, and all their children had the lists to learn tucked safely into their backpacks. Cuddle made sure that her mother met Kevin, and then she introduced him to Huggle and Snuggle when they appeared too. And when she climbed onto the back of the alligator, she carefully chose a spine that had a space next to it where Kevin could sit. But that was still just a couple of spines away from where her mother would be. Kevin hopped off the alligator, well, off Apollo, a few stops before Cuddle. And as he hopped away, he turned and called out, "Be tranquil, Cuddle." And she smiled to herself at their private joke about the naming of the river. Back at home, Cuddle and her brother and sister disappeared to their rooms to do their homework. It was Cuddle's very first homework, so she was determined to take it very seriously indeed. She took out the list of words that Mrs. Bloomington wanted them to spell and read them again and again. Then she carefully copied them out into her exercise book, a letter at a time, and checking back that each one was absolutely correct. D, she wrote. Then a very careful R, followed by an E, then an A, and finally an M. Dream. Dream. D-R-E-A-M. The next word sent her straight back to the classroom and looking up at the ceiling with all of the balloons and giant puffs of cotton wool as she carefully wrote out the letters of clouds. Clouds. C-L-O-U-D-S. By the time she reached the 10th word on the list, Cuddle was beginning to feel very tired indeed. It was hard to concentrate, and it was a terribly long word she needed to spell. For a while, she wasn't even sure what it was, so she tried saying all the bits of the word in as many ways as she could. U, she read. U, A, U, Q, Eventually, she managed to put it all together correctly and realised the word was eucalyptus. If she could learn to spell that, she decided, she could learn to spell anything. And before she had quite learned how to spell it, it was time for dinner. And they were all there, sitting around the table, talking about school and hockey and maps, and how she had a friend called Kevin, who also loved dancing, and had a grass green lunchbox with an elephant on it. And her brother talked about terribly big numbers, and her sister talked about terribly complicated physics. And Cuddle almost told them about the River of Tranquility and the alligator called Apollo. But she kept the secrets for herself and Kevin. She did write them in her diary, though, which came with a special little key and padlock so she could keep her thoughts just for herself. And she carefully wrote about them in there and replaced the padlock and turned the key and pushed the diary to the very bottom of her backpack. And then it was her turn to have a bath, which is one of the things Puggles will never have a problem with doing. And she looked at the endless rainbows in the bubbles and thought of the huge rainbow painted on the wall in the classroom. The shampoo bottle was yellow, and she lined it up next to the black bottle that held her mother's conditioner. And for a moment, she pretended that Mrs. Bloomington was there and asking her to spell her words. Dream, she said aloud. D-R-E-A-M. A wonderful place where you can disappear and make magic every single night. Snuggle had told her that it was important to give a definition of the words to show you understood what you were saying and spelling. Clouds, she said. C-L-O-U-D-S. White balls of fluff that float around in the sky. She thought of the clouds of cockatoos that flew through the sky, turning from pink to white as their wings moved up and down. And then Cuddle was tucked up in bed, and her mother was reading her a story all about the stars in the sky and the shine makers who travelled between each and every star and polished them until they shone like little pieces of silver and gold, sparkling throughout the night. She snuggled deep under her blankets and listened to the story, wondering if it was possible to catch a shine maker when you played catch a star, and deciding that she would ask Kevin to practice making the silkworm thread nets with her for when they were allowed to go and play the game. How do you spell dreams? Her mother asked softly.
With a D and an R and an E, an A, an M and an S,
whispered Cuddle.
And how do you spell moonbeam? Her mother said gently. An M, then an O, and another O, and an N, a B, an E, an A, and an M, said Cuddle, yawning long and wide. And finally, little Cuddle, how do you spell eucalyptus?
Her mother said, kissing Cuddle on the forehead.
It starts with a U,
mumbled Cuddle.
Or maybe an E?
And with that, the little Puggle drifted off to sleep.
heading into dreams of rainbows and clouds and sparkling, shining stars.